This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Berman. The United States has blacklisted six Chinese entities being linked to Beijing's aerospace programs, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's an economic blacklisting that will make it harder for the five companies and one research institute to obtain technology exports from the United States. It's in response to China's surveillance balloon that crossed U.S. airspace and was shot down last weekend. This punitive move is likely to further escalate tensions between the U.S. and China, sparked by the balloon incident. Officials in Washington maintain that balloon could detect and collect intelligence signals, although China says it was just a weather research device. Another aerial object shot down Friday off the coast of Alaska is still under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukraine says Russia has launched a massive new wave of missiles and drones as President Volodymyr Zelensky calls the fresh barrage a challenge to NATO. Meantime, President Zelensky has called for a boycott of the 2024 Paris Olympics if Russian athletes are allowed to compete, saying their presence would be a manifestation of violence. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Brazilian counterpart Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said at the White House that the two biggest countries in the Americas, theirs, have successfully seen off attacks on their democracies, and they will now work together on fighting the climate crisis. The administration of Somalia's breakaway region of Somaliland said it had agreed to an unconditional ceasefire following 5 days of clashes in the east of the territory that health workers say have killed dozens of people. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The latest intelligence update from the UK Defense Ministry said that the Russian military has already deployed most of the reservists they've recently called up. That, combined with Wagner Group's decision to stop recruiting convicts, leaves Russia in a manpower bind. They'll either have to continue to deplete their forces, change their objectives, or have another mobilization of reservists. That's according to the UK Defense Ministry. France is bracing itself for a fourth round of nationwide protests against President Emmanuel Macron's plans to reform pensions Saturday, but strikes will not hit transport services this time, allowing trains and the Paris Metro to run. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Protesters are expected in the hundreds of thousands. Earlier this week, French lawmakers began a rowdy debate on the pension bill to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. It's the flagship legislation of Macron's second term. The last day of protest, 4 days ago, saw over 750,000 people marching in cities across France, according to the Interior Ministry. However, that represented significantly fewer than on the previous two protest days in January, in which over a million people took to the streets. Tuesday's strike disruptions were also milder than those of January 31st. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Spanish government offered citizenship to more than 200 Nicaraguan political prisoners who were freed and flown to the United States on Thursday, Spain's top diplomat said. Many of the prisoners were prominent opposition politicians, journalists, and religious figures. One of them, Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez, though, was sentenced on Friday to more than 26 years in prison by a Nicaraguan court. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A Nicaraguan judge has sentenced Roman Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez to 26 years in prison, a day after he refused to get on a flight to the United States, along with 222 other prisoners. Those prisoners landed at a Washington area airport, deported from their own country. The sentence is the longest of any given to opposition figures and critics in the last couple of years of the government of President Daniel Ortega. Ortega said that before boarding the plane to Washington, Alvarez said he would not go without being able to consult with other bishops. Last summer, the government seized several radio stations owned by the diocese. At the time, it appeared Ortega's administration wanted to silence critical voices ahead of municipal elections. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.